12:43, and you're listening to Radio Noon on CBC Radio 1, 89.3 FM and 990 AM. I'm Marjorie Dowhouse right now in Portage, sunshine, minus 11, Swan River. You're at minus 14 right now. After losing her nephew to substance abuse, Kathleen Shellrood created the Life Support Art Show and Sale to memorialize those lost to addictions and to help those still fighting for recovery. She's an artist who also struggles with her own substance abuse use issues. She took to painting to help herself survive. The art show features pieces from both recovering addicts and supporters. Kathleen joins me now in studio. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. So, what made you decide to create this art show after your nephew died?
So, I lost my nephew in September. He was an amazing, compassionate, and giving young man. He was only 20. And as you said, I have struggled with my own addiction issues. So I sat down to paint in order to grieve his loss and to work through it. And luckily, I chose that path instead of the other coping path that I have, which is using. And I piled up a pile of paintings really quickly. The outpour was like amazing. And I thought, what am I going to do with all of these paintings? I have been going to St. Raphael Wellness Center for almost 2 years now for my own support in my recovery. And so I approached them and asked them if they would like to put on an art show that showed my artwork, but also the artwork of other people going through similar issues as myself.
What was it about painting or art that helped you get through your own situation?
My process of painting is really a journey inward. So when you look at my paintings, you see a lot of writing in the background. It's very multi-layered, and I can pour all of the things that I previously in my life had covered up with using and with drinking. So I can put it all on the canvas and cover some of it up so I'm not completely exposed. But it always turns into something pretty beautiful, and then I'm able to share that with others, and I love that.
Oh, that's just incredible. Now, I understand that your own addictions landed you in hospital. What was it that got you in hospital?
So I had been, going pretty far down the rabbit hole. I have been living without electricity, without running water, pretty much in an abandoned home. And, I got an infection that landed me in the hospital the first time, and that didn't quite cure me of my addictions. And I had a secondary infection that landed in my spine. And so I went to the hospital. I was there for 4 and a bit months. I wasn't sure if I was going to walk again, but I am now, thank goodness. And it was there in the hospital. My mom brought me some books about addiction, and she also brought me she scrapbooks. So she brought me some card making supplies, and I started working through my own addiction issues in some a journaling to start with. Yeah.
Okay. And so was that the turning point in your life?
It absolutely was the turning point in my life, that and going to St. Raphael Wellness Center. So I went to a pre-treatment program there where it was completely judgment-free. I didn't have to pay for it, and I got into it really quickly. So I didn't have to wait people have to wait 6 months in order to get into a treatment program in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. 6 months could be life and death, as we see in my nephew Gordo's case. You know, he wasn't able to get in, and he ended up dying from an overdose. So
that's unfortunate. Sorry to hear about that. What else have you done to develop your artistic skills? Because it's really interesting that you've turned to art to help you.
YouTube. it used to be that you had to go and do a fine arts degree in order to learn some of the tricks and trades of making art. And I took some online classes and a lot of free resources that are on the internet. My dream really is to, I started working through these workbooks on addiction, and they asked you to write a whole bunch of information out about your history, about your cravings, all these kinds of things that helped you sort of consider your addiction. And I sort of got bored with writing the words down. So I started developing these art journals in pictures. So it's my dream to create an online workshop, much like I took, but that centers on addiction and helps people to
use art to work through their own addiction issues and to heal.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the art show. So what can folks expect to see at the art show?
Oh my goodness, we hung it on Wednesday, and it is better than, like, what I dreamed. So there is photography, there's paint pouring, there's acrylic painting, there's graphite drawing, there's watercolor paintings, there's some amazing sculptural work, there's a bit of pottery, and there's some jewelry there.
Oh.
Yeah, we have about 25 artists.
Okay.
We have, I bet you we hung about 90 pieces of art up on the walls. Yeah. And on opening night, which is tonight at 7, we have 4 or 5 performances. So there's some spoken word, there's some music, there's some poetry, and there's a reading from someone's book.
Oh, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The proceeds, where are they going towards?
The proceeds go to the artists, but each artist was given the opportunity to donate nothing or 100% towards St. Raphael Wellness Center. So each artist has chosen which percentage goes to St. Raph, and every single artist chose to donate something, which is amazing because people that are recovering from addictions or that are going through grieving, you know, we struggle financially, and artists in general struggle financially, but everyone decided to donate a portion of the proceeds towards St. Raphael. So that's wonderful too, because they're a not-for-profit agency. They work on a sliding scale. And if I had to pay to go to get treatment there or to get my resources there, I wouldn't have gotten any resources because I didn't have the money for it. So, you know, it's wonderful. And I'm so happy to give back. And I'm sure every artist in the show is, you know, pleased as punch to be able to give back to St. Raphael as well.
Now, you're very open about your story.
I am now.
How has your story impacted others who are also dealing with their own addictions?
You know, so it's hard to say because people are sometimes a little closed about their addictions, and for good reason. I was for many, many years, and that didn't help my healing at all. So I'm glad I'm open now. But as I spoke about the art show, so I didn't bring it up in terms of, you know, I struggle with my own addictions or do you struggle? I talked about this art show coming up. And as I spoke about it, people then opened up about their own stories, about their daughters who are missing now, about people that they may have lost or how they don't know how to cope. I don't know how to deal, you know, with best friends that are struggling with addictions, because they knew that they could speak about it without stigma, without any judgment coming from me. So I'm really hoping that this show helps to open up some dialogue there, because, you know, the stigma is just another thing that leads people to use more and to, you know, a life that can lead to death, as it did in my nephew's case.
Kathleen, I want to thank you for joining us today, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Kathleen Shellrood is an artist and the art show coordinator. Don't forget, the Life Support Art Show and Sale starts tonight at the Edge Gallery and Urban Arts Center at 7 o'clock.
The CBC Radio app. Radio on the go.